Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. With the WNYC studios still closed, we here at newsounds.org are keeping the Soundcheck podcast series going by doing remote live interviews and performances, and going back through our archives for some memorable performances from years gone by. This is one of the latter.
You gotta move. You gotta move. You gotta move.
I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck. We are broadcasting live from the green space. Aaron Neville is joining us. Aaron Neville has sung a range of music over his 50-year career, but the constant has been that unique falsetto. He first gained fame crooning in the 1966 soul hit, Tell It Like It Is. In the 90s, he won Grammy Awards for two duets with Linda Ronstadt, Don't Know Much and All My Life. He also co-wrote the Bayou funk hit Yellow Moon for his family band, the Neville Brothers. And he returns to his gospel roots on the recently issued album called I Know I've Been Changed. He joins us to play the song I Am a Pilgrim. Please welcome to the green space, Aaron Neville.
Thank you.
I am a pilgrim and a stranger traveling through this worrisome land. I got a home built in that yonder city, good Lord, and it's not made by hanging. I got a mother, a sister, and a father. Then gone over now to the other shore, and I'm determined to go and see them, good Lord, and to live with them forevermore. When I go down to the river of Jordan just to bathe my weary soul, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, good Lord, then I know you'll make me whole. Down for the last time with his hard hand resting on my breast. I don't want none of that weeping and crying over me, 'cause you know that I've gone to rest. Yes, I'm a pilgrim and I'm a stranger traveling through this worrisome land. I got a home in that yonder city, good Lord, and it's not made by hanging.
Thanks.
Aaron Neville, live on Soundcheck from the Green Space in Lower Manhattan, and I am a pilgrim. Aaron Neville, great to see you again.
Nice to be back.
So the new album is a gospel record. I mean, you've made a name for yourself as, in soul, funk, but this is not the first time you've done gospel, is it?
This is the third gospel CD. But I've been doing it off and on, like on everything I do something spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
So like...
Is there something different about this record from the first two?
Yes, it is. I mean, it was produced by Joe Henry, who's playing on it, Alan Toussaint, who was my first producer a few years back. I ain't going to tell you how many.
Well, I will.
You're going to rat me out, huh?
That's back in the mid-60s when you and Alan, I mean,
that was 1960, I first recorded with
him. I was going to give you a few years there. But,
yeah.
Were you guys childhood friends, you and Alan Toussaint?
Yeah, we are. We may be kin because he's used his mother's maiden name sometime for songwriting. Her name was Naomi Neville. So we may be cousins down the line somewhere. But.
Yeah. So yet more of these great New Orleans musical connections. We think of it as a community, and really it is.
Yes, it is, yeah.
There's an interesting quote from St. Augustine, which you have in the liner notes of the CD. A pretty famous quote, "He who sings prays twice."
Right.
Do you consider this album prayer of the sort?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, God give you your voice. Anything you sing, and it's like, you know, I think is a prayer.
So even if it's not necessarily the particular denomination that you grew up with.
Whatever it is, yeah. You know, it's coming from somewhere else.
The album is called I Know I've Been Changed, and it came out just a short while ago. And you guys recorded a video of you, and you can see briefly Alan Toussaint in this video clip. Again, if you're listening at home on the radio, you can watch our live webcast at wnyc.org/thegreenspace.
I done made up in my mind to live right, die right. I done made it up in my mind to serve God till I die. I done made it up in my mind to live right, die right. I done made it up in my mind to serve God till I die. Well, if you go down to yonder fell to search among the sheep, you find him there, so I've been told, the one they love to keep. The consecrated cross I bear to do to set me free, and then go home I'll crown to wear, but there's a crown for me. Oh, I done made it up in my mind to live right.
That's a little bit from the album, I Know I've Been Changed, Aaron Neville's latest, and featuring, you mentioned Alan Toussaint. I want to mention Greg Leese, the slide guitar player,
who's part
of the band as well, and one of my favorite guitarists.
Well, all the musicians on the CD, I call them hard hitters at the bat. They were all great. And we'd done this album in like 5 days.
Really? So these were songs you were already, I guess, familiar with, comfortable with?
Not all of them. Some of them I had never heard, and most of the Sam, I did a couple of Sam Cooke things that I was familiar with, you know. But
what about this song, Meetin' at the Building? I mean, Lead Belly, Odetta, they've done this. Was this one that you had been familiar with before?
I wasn't familiar with it. Like, the record company turned me on to it, and I loved it. Matter of fact, when they showed the CD with the building, it kind of...
That's the building? You see that as the building in your mind?
That's a building we found in Thibodaux, Louisiana. It's like 140-some years old. And I said, wow, that... Because at the beginning, we were talking about naming the album Meeting at the Building. But the record company changed it to I've Been Changed. I Know I've Been Changed.
Well, Meeting at the Building, whether it's the album title or not, is a great song. You want to play it for us?
Sure do.
It's Aaron Neville, live in the Green Space.
Thank you all. If you want, you can give me a little background clapping along, you know? Yeah.
Meeting at the building will soon be over. Soon be over, soon be over. Meeting at the building will soon be over. All over there's a world. All over this world, my Lord. All over this world. all over this world, my lover, all over this world. Crying at the building, soon be over, soon be over, soon be over. Crying at the building will soon be over, all over this world. All over this world, my lover, all over this world. All over this world, my lover, all over this world. Well, the praying at the building will soon be over, soon be over, soon be over. Praying at the building will soon be over, all over this world. All over this world, my lover, all over this world. All over this world, my lover, all over this world. Well, morning at the building will soon be over, soon be over, soon be over. Morning at the building will soon be over, all over this world. All over this world, my lover, all over this world. All over this world, my lover, all over this world. Well, a meeting at the building soon be over, soon be over, soon be over. Meeting at the building will soon be over, all over this land.
Thank y'all. We give y'all a hand. That was cool.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Aaron Neville and our audience live in the green space. And Meeting at the Building is would have been the name of the album, but it's come out as I Know I've Been Changed. That song is on it. Now, you mentioned, you know, the building. I was showing the audience here the album cover and, you know, the inner sleeve. Beautiful photos. Your wife took these photos.
Right. Her name is Sarah Friedman.
How long have you guys been married?
We just got married last Friday.
You got married on Friday. My follow-up question then is, dude, what are you doing here? Shouldn't you be in like Cancun or Bora Bora or someplace like that?
Well, we have something set up for January. When it's cold here, we get out and go somewhere warm, like Turks and Caicos, you know? Matter of fact, this will be named our kittens Turks and Caicos. Yeah.
All right, so you work fast then. You got married on Friday, you already have two kittens. All right, that's... Aaron Neville is with us in the green space on Soundcheck. The new album has a dedication to St. Jude, who is the patron saint of hopeless causes.
No doubt.
I know from your headgear that you are a New Orleans Saints fan. Is that the hopeless cause?
No. No, they won yesterday.
I know, 7-3 so, hey. Now. And
no, I guess at one time my mother thought I was a hopeless cause, so she turned me on to St. Jude. That's who was in his earring right here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never take him off.
So the St. Jude emblem
or Jude medal?
It's the St. Jude medal that you wear on your ear. There's also a tattoo on your cheek, which also appears in the liner notes of the CD. What is that? What's the significance of that?
That was something I did when I was about 16 years old, and my dad came home and saw it and made me get some Brillo pad and soap and scrub it. But the tattoo stayed, so it was supposed to be there, you know.
Well, it looks like it might be a cross, except...
It's whatever you want it to be.
Okay.
It started out to be like a dagger.
A dagger,
you know,
yeah.
But I look at it as a cross because we all have to have a cross. And
well, and that's one you're going to bear for the rest of your life, I guess.
I don't mind.
Right,
you know?
There on your cheek, yeah.
Yeah.
So in terms of coming back to kind of the gospel roots of this, you know, you grew up in a Catholic family in New Orleans.
Well, my mother's family was Catholic, and my dad's family was Methodist, so we had
both
worlds, yeah.
Okay. And the gospel tradition, was that a part of music making in the house?
Yeah, when I was a little boy, my grandmother used to rock me on her lap, and she'd listen to the gospel station, and I'd hear Mahalia Jackson and Sister Rosetta Tharpe and Brother Joe Mays and Blind Boys, you know.
Blind Boys of Alabama.
Right.
And where does this, I mean, is there a particular singer associated with Oh Freedom? Is this, this is like a kind of a civil rights anthem, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, like I said, the record company, I had heard it, but I didn't know who recorded it before. And,
well, I know Odetta, you know, who seems to have recorded everything.
Well, she's great.
At some point. Do you know Odetta?
I don't know her. Okay. I feel like I know her, though.
Well, you're recording a couple of her songs here, and performing some of the, Oh Freedom will be the one you do for us next, right?
Right.
All right, let's once again hear from Aaron Neville, live in the Green Space.
Thank you. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom over me. And before I'll be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free. No more weeping, no more weeping, no more weeping over me. And before I'll be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free. No more worry, no more worry, no more worry over me. And before I be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free. No more weeping, no more weeping, no more weeping over me. And before I be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free. Thank you.
Aaron Neville, Oh Freedom, appears on his new album called I Know I've Been Changed, but that obviously a live performance on our Fazioli piano here in the Green Space. Aaron, you were talking before about, you know, musicians in New Orleans, how it's a real community. That community has been dispersed in the wake of Katrina. You were forced to move, weren't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's like Katrina hit everybody. It was a big blow to New Orleans. But I could see the New Orleans people, especially the musicians, you know, they're like those dolls you hit and they come right back up, you know. Can't keep them down, you know. You know what I mean? The blow-up dolls, you smack them and they come back
right,
at you.
Right, right, right. I think I had one of
those. New Orleans people are resilient. They
And they're made of rubber and have squeaky noses, apparently.
No, but they got soul and they got spirit, you know.
Yeah. So where are you living now?
I'm here in New York, and I have a place in Covington, Louisiana, across the lake from New Orleans.
Okay. And Alan Toussaint, also, you know, based here.
He's
in
here
New York
in New Orleans too, yeah.
So if it turns out that you guys are, in fact, cousins, you're neighbors as well, even
right.
in the wake of Katrina. So what happens, does the Neville family get together? I mean, Thursday is Thanksgiving. Do all the brothers figure
well, everybody's
out a
way? Got such big families that they get together with their own families. You know, sometimes if I'm in New Orleans, we'll pass by each other's house, you know, but I'm in New York this Thanksgiving, so I don't think I'll see him. I'll see him when I meet him on the road.
Mm-hmm. Will you be spending a lot of time on the road? And if so, will there be any chance of more than two brothers, as
oh,
will
yeah.
happen next
yeah,
month?
Yeah, we're going to be doing the Neville Brothers also.
Does that mean there's a new Neville Brothers release or something? Or?
I don't know about it. We have one that was released a few years ago that we're still working, so it's called... I can't remember the name of it.
All right, well, as long as I'm not trying to pry state secrets out of you.
No. But right.
But there will be something. There are plans afoot, is basically
plans,
what
yeah.
Okay. The most amazing thing, I think, Aaron, for people who've listened to you since the 60s is how you maintain your voice, you know? I mean...
I pray a lot. Serious.
And exercises? I
oh,
mean,
yeah, you have to do vocal exercises and, you know, and try to... sing a lot. You can't just go without singing, because if you go without singing, you know, use it or lose it.
Right. But you don't want to overuse it. Because
no.
Is it particularly tough for someone who uses the falsetto register the way you do so much? Or is that actually kind of easier on the...
That's kind of easier, you know.
All right. Yeah, sounds easy when you do it. If I tried that, I'd clear this venue pretty fast. It's an amazing instrument. It's remarkable that you've kept it in fighting trim for decades now. And Aaron Neville, a real pleasure to have you back on Soundcheck with us today. And congratulations on the new release.
My pleasure. Well, thank you. Thanks a lot.
The new album is called I Know I've Been Changed.
Thank you.
Here is a little bit from the album called I Know I've Been Changed, a song called I'm So Glad.
You better find you a hiding place. You better run, right on center run. You better find you a hiding place. Run on center run.
That's going to do it for Soundcheck today. Our engineers today were Paul Schneider and George Wellington. And our green space team includes Indira Etwaru, Ricardo Fernandez, Gaines Laguerre, Nikki Johnson, David McLean, Larry Yates, Bill Porter, and White Horse Productions. And to our audience here in the green space, thank you for being with us this afternoon.
I'm so glad, Lord, that trouble's gonna last all the way. I know that trouble don't last always. Oh my Lord, oh my Lord, I wanna know what shall I do.
You've been listening to an episode of the Soundcheck podcast from our archives. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. You can see and hear much more on our website. Check it out at newsounds.org.
You promised me, Jesus, you'd be beside me. You promised me, Lord, you'd bring me out of trouble. You promised me, Lord, you'd be my friend now. You promised me, Lord, stay right here beside me. Oh, I'm so glad, Lord, I got religion, Lord, in time.